What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It is your host, Gold. So, this is a sports episode, guys. We're back with sports. It's just me, Casino Season, out here. If you guys listened to the previous episode, We Just Be Talking, I basically explained what's going on with that. He's just busy right now. So, I felt it was in the best interest of him to be able to function properly, and to, you know, be able to not be, like, exhausted or drained. I was like, you know what, podcast hiatus for you right now, I'll carry it over for the time being. So, you guys will be seeing Casino again probably January, but possibly earlier. It depends. I don't know. Depends on how the schedule go. So, that's that with that. Again, and also I am still working on separating the sports episodes from the main feed. It's just going to take a little time to get that all situated. What was the last week of NFL that we talked about? Because it's been a while. The last one we talked about was, we did week 9. I think it was week 10. It has to be 10. Whenever the Bills and the, what's it called, is played. When did the Bills and the Chiefs play? No, I didn't cover this week either. We didn't cover this week. All right, so look, a lot's going on. A lot has happened in the past week. We're currently on week 14 of the NFL season. And a lot of change up and, you know, changes have occurred and things have happened since we last talked. So we had a classic game with the Ravens and the Bengals in week 10. And that was a very good game. Very good Thursday night game, I might add, which is very rare. We also had the Chicago Bears get dog walked by the New England Patriots. We had that occur. Kansas City barely escaped from the Broncos in week 10. That was like they blocked the field goal at the end. Very close game. And Detroit and Houston had the weirdest game ever because Jared Goff threw like five picks, but they still beat the Texans of 26-23. It was a funny game to say the least. I'll say that. Then we had week 11 games. They had the Commanders and the Eagles. The Eagles ran rampant against the Commanders. That wasn't really that close of a game, essentially. Then we also had the Packers and the Bears, which I'm pointing out these games for reasons, by the way. We had the Packers and Bears, which the Bears, Caleb Williams led a drive down the field to get them in field goal range. The field goal was blocked, and they ended up losing that game. We had the Lions dog walk the Jaguars, 52-6. Another important game from that week that was big was the Ravens and Steelers game. The Ravens did not allow the offensive touchdown the entire game. However, the Steelers still prevailed 18-16. We had the Falcons get dog walked by the Broncos, 38-6. We had Kansas City and Buffalo, which was also then Kansas City getting their first loss of the season. Josh Allen played amazing. And yeah, that was an L for them as well. We had the Bengals and the Chargers, which the Bengals were getting dog walking and they ended up coming back. Nearly won the game, nearly put it out, but the Chargers ended up winning off of a game-winning touchdown by J.K. Dobbins. Then we had the Monday night game, which was the Texans and the Cowboys, in which the Texans, Joe Mixon ran rampant on them, and yeah, wasn't even close. Then we had week 12. Week 12, we had the Steelers and the Browns, in which with Jameis starting out, the Browns defeated the Steelers 24-19. Despite the Steelers trying to mount a late comeback. We had the Vikings and the Bears, which went to overtime, and then the Bears ended up losing that game 30-27. We had the Lions dog walk the Colts. Let's see, what's another important game I wanted to point out? The Cowboys defeated the Commanders on the wildest fourth quarter ever. I think it was like 40 points combined in the fourth quarter, which was insane. That was a wild ending for that. We had that occur. Then we had Kansas City narrowly defeated the Carolina Panthers, 30-27, off of a game time. A go ahead field goal drive that Patrick Mahomes led. We also had, what else did we have going on that week? We had the Eagles and the Chargers Sunday night game, which was Saquon Barkley's MVP game. That ever since that game occurred, we'll get to that in a moment. That's been the narrative going on with the MVP race. He rushed for 255 yards. He had over 300 scrimmage yards for the game. Amazing performance. Very spectacular. Fun to watch. We also had the Titans defeated the Texans 32-27. And we also had the Cardinals losing to the Seahawks 16-6. That was also a very interesting game. Then we had the Ravens and the Chargers, which the Ravens won 30-23. Derrick Henry rushed for 140 yards. Yeah, it was one of those games with the Hard Bowl. So Big Brother won. Then we had Week 13, which was, of course, Thanksgiving. You know, happy late Thanksgiving to everyone that celebrates. Because, you know, we didn't record that week. So then we had the Bears and the Lions, in which the Bears mounted an insane comeback, but they fell short due to piss poor clock management on the coaches. On the coaches' part, we had the Giants and the Cowboys, in which the Cowboys won 27-20. It's the Cowboys and the Giants. Nobody cares. And then we had the Packers, who dog walked the Miami Dolphins because, you know, Dolphins can't play in cold weather. Well, they can't win in cold weather, I should say. Then we had the Black Friday matchup on Amazon Prime, which was the Raiders and the Chiefs. The Chiefs should have lost that game. The Raiders kicker missed about 3 field goals. And then the end of the game ended controversially off of an illegal shift of formation. The play was initially ruled dead before the ball snapped from how you watch the game. It's what appeared to happen. But apparently it was a post-snap penalty, which resulted in a fumble and all kind of crazy things happened, man. It was all kind of crazy things going on. So that occurred, and the Raiders ended up losing. Aiden O'Connell played an amazing game. He literally, like, diced up the Chiefs on defense, which was insane to watch. Then we also had the Chargers defeat the Falcons. Kirk Cousins had a horrible game. He threw for 4 picks. A terrible game for his end. We had the Steelers and the Bengals, and which was surprisingly a shootout. It was surprisingly a shootout. Rushed through 400 yards. The Bengals ended up losing 38-44, which is crazy because in a shootout, you would think the Bengals would win, but that's been their MO this season. Like, put up the points, but it's never enough. It's not enough. And then you got the Cardinals and the Vikings play. The Vikings, Sam Darnold on the comeback to defeat the Cardinals 23-22. We had the Commanders dog walked the Tennessee Titans. It was never close. We had Houston defeat Jacksonville, which resulted in Trevor Lawrence being out for the year due to a concussion he sustained due to a very violent hit. The Texans defender that committed the penalty has been suspended as well. So that occurred. Then we have We had the Panthers and the Bucks. We went to OT. The Bucs defeated the Panthers 26-23 after Bryce Young led the drive down the field. They put them in field goal range. They tried to run the ball to get better position, and Chuba Hubbard fumbled. That, you know, they ended that. Then we had the Eagles and the Ravens. It was the Eagles defeated the Ravens 24-19. And then we had the 49ers and the Bills in the Snow Bowl. The Bills dominated the 49ers, even though the 49ers had, I want to say, 4 drives that stalled. They had 4 drives that stalled in the red zone, and then we're not able to score. And then we had the Monday night magical game, which was Jameis versus Bo Nix, the Browns versus the Broncos. Very high scoring, prolific, big play game. Jerry Jeudy, his return to Denver, managed to rack up 235 receiving yards and a touchdown. James Winston threw for nearly 500 yards. He would have had it if it wasn't for the many picks he threw. He threw 2 pick 6 in 1 game, which was also insane. Then we also had that was it for that game. Yeah. So as you see, we've had a lot of weeks to go on that we haven't covered. So our apologies. But I'm gonna go over the standings right now for the NFL. Playoffs. So right now the Bills have wrapped up the AFC East. They have won that division. Congrats to them. They stand at 10-2. The Dolphins are 5-7, still in the hunt. The Jets are 3-9, and I think they're still in the hunt, but they shouldn't be. And yeah, they're still in the hunt, actually. Yeah, they're still in the hunt. And the Patriots, we are 3-10. We are no longer in the hunt. So, you know, better luck next year. Then we have the AFC North, which has become quite interesting now because we have the Steelers at 9-3. The Ravens lost again. So they lost to the Steelers and they lost this past week to the Eagles. So that drops them to 8-5, which is not good for them because they're losing ground on the Steelers. They need, they're like, in order for them to win the division, at this point to win this division, they would need the Steelers. They need some help too. They would need the Steelers to lose to the Browns. I believe the Steelers play the Browns this weekend. They would need the Steelers to lose to the Browns, or even the Bengals. Cause I think the Steelers. Yeah, the Steelers have. They just started playing their division games. They just started playing them. Yeah, they need them to lose to either the Browns, the Eagles, the Chiefs, or the Bengals. One of them, well, they have to take an L there, and then the Ravens have to win their matchup as well. They have to beat the Steelers. Like, they need to beat the Steelers now. Like, it's not a choice anymore in the matter. They have to defeat the Steelers in order for them to have a chance to win the division because they're two games back now. The Steelers are what they are, 2-1 in the division. They defeated the Ravens already, so they beat them again. They'll get them 2-0 on them on the season. So it's a lot at stake for these next couple games for the Steelers and the Ravens as well. They both need to play well. The Steelers need to they need to win. I would say the Steelers' best bet would be to win. Let me see. The Steelers will have to go. The Steelers will at least have to go 4-1 in order to secure the division. Like, they need to go 4-1 if the Ravens don't lose another game. Like, if the Ravens finish the season like 5-0 and they run the table, then the Steelers will need to win 4-1. They will need to go 4-1. I would say at least 3-2 with one of those wins coming against the Ravens in order to feel comfortable about the division. Like, that's where I'm at with the Steelers. They would need to do that to win the division, which is a remarkable season they've been having, though. Like, shout out to Mike Tomlin. Like, he just wins. Haven't won a playoff game in a long time. We ain't forget about that. It's been some years, but regular season, he's your guy. The Bengals are still in the hunt, but their season's pretty much cooked. They're 4-8. It's funny because they can still make the playoffs, but they need a lot of help. They need a lot of help and a lot of things to go their way in order for them to win. At this point for the Bengals, they need to run the table. They can't afford another loss. Like, the Bengals will need to run the table and also have the Colts and Dolphins lose. They need to lose at least. I don't know how the tiebreaker works for them because I can't really pull all that up right now. I don't know how the tiebreaker works if they all finish 9-8. I don't know who would get that tiebreaker out of those three. I'm not sure what they'll use for the because there's so many tiebreaker rules for the NFL. Like, I can't even sit here and try to like think of what they would need to do. So, you know, it's there. And then also, you know, you still got teams in the hunt, like the Browns are still there. But the Browns are spoiled at this point. They're spoilers. They're not really. They're not a threat. The Browns are just a spoiler team right now. They're fun to watch because James is so entertaining, but they're just a spoiler team at this point. So the AFC standings currently go, the Chiefs have clinched this playoff spot, but they have not clinched their division. That's important to note. They've clinched a playoff spot. Like, they're in the playoffs no matter what, but they haven't secured a division yet. So then we have the Bills who have clinched the division. They're the 2-seed currently. The lowest the Bills probably go is 3. The Bills will probably be the 2 or 3 seed no matter what. They just have to keep winning. If they win out, then, of course, 2 seed locked. If they lose, I don't know how that tiebreaker work either because, again, I would have to pull up, like, the advanced stats and everything I don't have to pull up currently. So I have to see, like, what possible tiebreaker, like a tiebreaker machine kind of thing to see all the possible scenarios. And there's some buku scenarios you could do right now. So for the sake of time, we're just going to keep it like, we're going to just go over to what we see right now. Then we have the Steelers at 3rd on 9-3. We have the Texans at 8-5, who were a lot of people's pick to, like, you know, at least go to AFC championship game, like at least that week of the playoffs. But I don't see I see the Texans being 1-done. I'm not going to lie to you. I see them being 1-done. Then we got the Chargers, a surprising Chargers, the Jim Harbaugh Chargers. They are 8-4. They're 8-4. So that's why the Chiefs have not secured that division yet because the Chiefs are 11-1. The Chargers are 8-4. And the Chiefs' upcoming schedule involves them playing the Chargers this Sunday night, of course, which essentially is for the division, because if the Chiefs win, then the division is there. They have the division locked. So that's a very important game for them. Then they play the Browns on next week on the 15th, which, again, is a very tricky game because the Browns have become spoiled at this point. They've become a big spoiler team. So it's like, when it comes to the Browns, it's like you never know with them. Like, they're not really doing anything. They're not going to do much this year as far as, like, playoffs and all that, but they could beat you, though. There's not a team that you could just mark as a dub on the schedule. Like, you got to play them. Because either they'll beat themselves or you got to beat them. Or a combination of both. It depends. Shout out to Jameis. So then we have, after that, they have the Texans, which can go either way. And then they have the Steelers and the Broncos to finish the season out. Which, again, contrast to the Chargers, who have the Chiefs, of course, the Bucks, Broncos, Patriots, Raiders. The Chargers have a more favorable schedule down the stretch than the Chiefs. So them handling business in Los Angeles, they play in Kansas City. The Chiefs handling business at home against the Chargers is very vital for them as far as, like, playoff season go, because they can literally go from being the one seed to the fifth seed, like, quick. Like, if they fool around and lose a couple of these games, because they have some very, like, losable games that's going to be tough. Like, the Chargers game is not going to be a sleeper. The Browns game, that's not an easy game either. By far, that's not an easy game. The Texans game, it depends on what the Texans team shows up, which I know sounds crazy, but that's just where I'm at with them. Then you have the Steelers game, which is not easy either, because the Steelers have a great defense, so that's not going to be an easy one either for them to try to beat. And then, like, that's not going to be an easy game for them as well. And then also, on top of that, you have the Broncos close season out, which nearly beat you. They were literally a field goal away. Like, you had a blocked field goal there preventing you from losing. So if I'm a Chiefs fan, like, it reminds me of that Steelers team from a few years back, when the Big Ben team. They were like 11-1. But end of the season, they started racking up the L's, and then they got to the playoffs and got dog walked. It's like that kind of season for them. Or even as far as, so to say, the last Brady year for the Patriots. As you guys know, I'm a Patriots fan, and that entire year I was saying, like, yeah, we cooked. And then I was like, y'all gonna be straight. Y'all gonna make the play. Y'all gonna make the Super Bowl again. Probably. I'm like, nah. I think we actually done now. I'm watching the team. Like, this is not a team that's gonna win. Like, this team, our window for winning has closed. Like, that Rams and Patriots Super Bowl was the last win we was gonna get as that team was currently constructed. And I was like, yeah, we're gonna lose. And then we won all these games. We got to the end of the season, started catching L's. We dropped our playoff seed, and then we ended up playing the Titans. Titans end up dog walking us, and then that was the end of the Brady and Belichick era. That was the end of that. So I've seen this script before. That's why I'm like, I know people are saying, like, well, they're 11-1, they find ways to win. I get it, but even as far as last year, we can go last year with the Eagles. The Eagles came about another good example. Last year, the Eagles were, what, 10-1 for a good portion until, like, yeah, they was 11 games in the season, they was 10-1. And then they started catching L's. The L's started piling up, and then they got to the playoffs, wild card weekend. The Buccaneers dog walked them. It wasn't even close. So, again, like, you know, I've seen this script before. That's why I'm like, they're winning, but I don't like how they're winning. And Mahomes is not playing the best he's played. Like, the offense is not, like, he didn't, the offense, like, the thing last year that was different, and I would say this, is that, yes, the offense didn't look good for the majority of the season for the Chiefs. Yes, that's true. However, later around the season, around this time, was when Rashee Rice started taking off. That's when Rashee Rice was, like, that guy. Like, he started, like, you know, he's look up every game, he getting 100 yards, a touchdown, 80 yards, touchdown, 2 touchdowns. Like, it was them kind of, he started catching fire late. This year, Rashee Rice is hurt. He's out. He's not coming back this year. Maybe, well, I don't think he, I think he's out. Yeah, he told ACL, so he should be out for the year. I don't think there's no chance he comes back, even if they make it to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's like you looking at, like, who's going to be that receiver for the Chiefs that's going to step up and, like, you know, like, produce for the offense? Like, who's going to be that guy? I don't know if they have that guy this year that's going to be the one to step into that role and, like, kind of be like that game breaker. Yeah, they got D-Hop, but outside of, what, the Buccaneers game, D-Hop hasn't really been that great outside of that game. Like, he's been kind of, you know, he hasn't had like the best of stats and anything like that. Like kind of mid. I'm not going. And I love D5, but he hasn't had the best Chiefs performance since he's joined them. Like it hasn't been that great because like in his last games. Now, last game he had 90 yards against the Raiders, which was good. Against the Panthers, he only managed 35 yards. Against the Bills, he only managed 29. Then against the Broncos, it was 56. So between the Bucks and the Raiders, which have horrible secondaries, and the only games that he actually has had, like, you know, I would say good games for him receiving wise, for him or who he is. Like, that's the only games he's had that's been really, like, good for him. So I don't know. It's just the Chiefs. I would say that the Chiefs ended up winning it all again. Would I be surprised? No. I'll be a little shocked, but surprised? No. Because it's the Chiefs. They just win ugly ways, and they just get, like, super lucky with stuff. I'm going to just say what it is. Like, yeah, they're winning, but there's also a lot of luck going in their favor. It's a ton of luck going in their favor right now. So, I don't know about the Chiefs. I really don't. I don't know. Again, playoffs is a whole different season. You get to the playoffs, everybody is 0-0. It's a whole different season. That's a whole different ballgame. So, they might turn on the switch and just go crazy in the postseason. You never know. But right now, I would say in the AFC. Well, let me go through all this way. Let me go through this first. So, the Chargers are the fifth seed, so it's a very important game for them, which led to that whole rabbit hole. The Ravens are 8-5, which brings them to the sixth seed, and they also lost to the Chargers. So, the Chargers have a tiebreaker over them. So, they really need to win the division, though. They might end up being the sixth seed, which will match them up against, you guessed it, the Pittsburgh Steelers as of today. So, yeah, we're going to see what happens with that. It's going to be interesting to see. Then the Broncos, surprisingly, have been on a nice little tear. They should be 9-4, actually. They're 8-5 currently. Should be 9-4, which is insane. But, yeah, because Bo Nix has caught fire as of late. They figured it out. They've been looking really good. The defense has been solid, minus this past Monday, because the Broncos torched them. They could not guard Jerry Jeudy to save their lives. Like, he torched. Yeah, it was crazy what was going on with that. I still don't understand that defensive plan they had going into that. But then the Colts are also creeping in around 6-7, so they can win a couple more games. They can make some noise, possibly slide to the playoffs. It's the Broncos' own going to slide. But then the Dolphins are 5-7, who also can sneak into the playoffs. And the Bengals, of course, are 4-8. The Browns are 3-9, the Jets 3-9, and the Titans 3-9. But all of them about to be out probably this week. Those three teams are about to be eliminated this week. And the Bengals, they have hope, but I seriously doubt it. Like, they would need literally every team in front of them to suffer a slide in order for them to make it to that seventh seed. And I just don't see it happening. Well, yeah, and even the Ravens, like, they would need a lot of teams to slide for them to, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't see it happen. I don't see it happen for the Bengals this year. I really don't. I think they get right there. They get close, but they don't make it. I think they finish like 9. I think they might finish 9-8. They might finish 9-8. And now, I ain't going to lie, they probably going to finish about 7-10. They might be a 7-10 team this year, y'all. They might be. But that's the AFC. It's going to be interesting to see. So, like, that's why, like, the AFC, like, the games for the AFC heavy hitters, all their games are very, very important right now because it's so close in that conference. It's so close right now to where, like, one L can set you back five seeds. You drop it down five slots. Dropping five slots down in the standings, like, you can drop down just like that. Like, it would be crazy, like, if that would occur because it's so jumbled up. Like, nobody's seed is safe. We know two teams are going to be in the playoffs in that division as of now. But the position of where they're going to be in the playoffs is not set in stone yet. And that's crazy. But it's so jumbled up. Then we have the NFC conference. Excuse me. We have the Lions at 11-1. They have a decimated defense. Their whole defensive line is just in shambles right now. I think almost every player in reserve they had on that D-line is on injury reserve right now, except for maybe two. But their entire team, the defensive side of the ball for them is just decimated. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. Then the Eagles are 10-2. They turned around. The Eagles look very good. They look very good this year. The defense is shored up. It looks very nice. So it's going to be cool to see what the Eagles can be able to do. Then we have The Seahawks at 7-5, shockingly, they probably will win that division. I believe they've beaten the Cardinals. Have they beaten them twice yet? Have they played them twice yet? Let's see. They've played them once. They play them again this week, actually. They play them this week. Yeah, this is this week game. They played the Cardinals. That may be for that division because the 49ers, of course, CMC is out again. Trent Williams has been out. Ayuk is out for the season as well. They're decimated. Fred Warner's dealing with some injuries. Like a lot of their heavy hitters are like hurt. They're injured. So the 49ers, like I said, start of the season. I called it. I said this is gonna be the year that the injuries plague them. Like I just saw it. I saw it right on the wall. I said it's coming. It's coming. Then we have the Falcons at 6-6, which the Falcons have been on a crazy slide right now, y'all. They have been on a horrible slide. Kirk Cousins has been looking terrible, like worse as weeks gone on. Like he's been looking bad. He's looking really bad. So I don't know. I think the Falcons still win that division just because of their division record. I think they still pull it off and win. But the Bucs right there. Let's see the Falcons schedule real quick, guys. Look at the Falcons schedule. Falcons schedule, they play the Vikings. That's probably an L. They play the Raiders, the Giants, the Commanders, and the Panthers. The Panthers have came sneaky good lately. Bryce Young has been figuring it out. They're a nice spoiler team as well. So, I don't know, guys. I don't know. The Bucks might end up getting that division. It could be the Bucks, because the Bucks play, let's see, Buccaneers play the Raiders, the Chargers, the Cowboys, the Panthers, and they finish the season at the Saints. They're about winning away. I ain't going to lie. They're about winning away, so it might go either way. It's going to come down to, it's about what it was for that one. It might come down to the division record, which the Falcons are 4-1 in the division and the Bucs are 2-2. So, it might just come down to that. And the Bucs had a tiebreaker over the Bucs too the Falcons had a tiebreaker over the Bucs as well because they swept them for this season. So, it might still be the Falcons, but I don't know. It's between Bucs and Falcons. I know those are the two teams at this point. We have the Vikings at 10-2. That's the fifth seed. The Packers are 9-3. As a sixth seed, the Packers and Lions actually play tonight as we're recording this episode. They play tonight, so that's going to be a very pivotal game for the standings as well. The Commanders are 8-5, and they're the seventh seed currently. Then, coach, you got the Bucks at 6-6. They're right there. The Cardinals are 6-6. The Rams are 6-6. 49ers 5-7, Cowboys 5-7, Saints, Bears 4-8, and then the Panthers are 3-9, and the Giants, they stink. They're 2-10. So, the NFC is way more interesting as far as, like, playoff go because there's no team that's really, like, definitively, like, siege their division yet. Even the Lions. The Lions are 11-1, and they're not out the ballpark yet. They literally have the Vikings 10-2, and the Packers are 9-3 on their trail. Like, they're literally like that's jumbled. Like if the Lions go on a slight slide or they lose tonight, matter of fact, if they were to lose tonight, it will set them back. It'll put more pressure on them because then the Vikings will be right there on their heels and they will need to beat them in order to secure that one seed. And then well, not even secure because the Eagles are 10-2, so they'll drop them down to the same record as the Eagles at potentially the same record as the Eagles at 11-2. I don't want to say they automatically won this week. So that it's the seeding in this conference is very insane. Then and then this is another thing too. The Lions can literally drop from the one seed. They're like the Chiefs. They're 11-1. They're not fraudulent though, to me, in my opinion. I think the Lions look far superior to the Chiefs this year. The Lions are 11-1. The Vikings are 10-2. If the Lions were to lose and the Vikings were to beat them later on in the season, and gain the tiebreaker over them, that drops them down from the first seed, the one seed, all the way to essentially the sixth seed if the Packers end up winning, keep winning. So you could literally go from 1-5, 1-6. Eagles can go from where the Eagles are going to stay at 2. I don't think the Commanders are going to catch the Eagles. I think the Eagles pretty much got the division locked up. They need to probably win one more game to secure that division because it's 5 weeks left. So, yeah, it's 5 games left. And, if they win, because even if they win that one, they'll go. No, maybe two. Maybe two get it. I think two will get it because two will bring them to 12-5. Yeah, 12-5. Yeah, they would need two. They would need two dubs to secure that division up, pretty much, to wrap it up. They need two. Because even if they were to lose, the Commanders wouldn't catch them, because I think the Eagles have the tiebreaker over them. I think they're going to have the tiebreaker, because they played them. Yeah, the Eagles in their season playing straight divisions opponent. They played the Commanders, Cowboys, and Giants. That is so crazy. But, yeah, they just need to probably win about two or three more games. I would say three games to lock it up, two games just to be able to take a break for a game, take a game out for some starters or something. You need to rest some people for injury reasons or whatnot, for health. The Seahawks are 7-5 in their division right now. Their division is still between them and the Cardinals and the Rams. I don't see the 49ers doing anything this year. I don't see them really doing much else. I think they're pretty much cooked. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see. The NFC is very interesting, though. Like, it's going to be very interesting to see. All right. So, and also we had some news, too. We had the Bears fire their head coach. I believe his name is – no, not the coach. But the coach's name is Matt Eberflus. He was fired. I believe that they have their – who was originally their filling OC, and they fired Shane Waldron. They have Thomas Brown, I think is his name. And he's the interim head coach and the OC as of right now. So let's see what the Bears are going to be fun to see. Like, I think the Bears have a bright future. Caleb has been playing pretty good the past couple weeks. So we're going to see. I'm very interested to see how that plays out for them going forward. We also have... That's all the really big news I wanted to talk about. I don't really want to go into anything else for the second time. And it's old news now. Like, we miss so much. We miss so much. All right, so let's go down this game list. So we have the Bears and the Lions. And I said the Bears and the Lions. We have the Packers and the Lions tonight on the Amazon Prime game. I want to say, I ain't going to lie, I say the Packers end up winning this game. I say the Packers win. I think the Packers win. I think it'll be a close game. I think the Packers win it like some kind of like 27-24 type win, like that kind of stuff, or 30-24 Packers. Like, I think they win. I think Jordan Love has a great game. I think he doesn't turn the ball over a ton. I think Jaden Reed is going to have a big night, as well as Josh Jacobs. And sneaky pick for a good night, I think that Dontavius Wicks might go for like a long catch today. He might go for a long ball. He might bring in like a 60-yard or something crazy. Like, I feel like that might happen because Romeo Doubs is out with a concussion. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. So, I think the Packers win that one like 30-24. The Jaguars and Titans play Sunday. This is Sunday night. This is Sunday day slate. The Jaguars and Titans, I say the Titans because the Jaguars decimated and they lost their quarterback for the season and fucking Mac Jones. The Jets and the Dolphins, the Jets are in shambles. They're horrible. The Dolphins, Tua has been playing amazing since he came back from his concussion, so I'm going to go Dolphins. Not even close, because the Jets defense forgot how to tackle midseason. Falcons and Vikings, Vikings can take a nap. I say Vikings take it. It's not even close. It's not even close. Giants and Saints, I'm going to say the Giants get a win against the Saints. I know this sounds wild, because the Giants are way worse than the Saints. But I say the Giants get the win over the Saints and end their season. Just about ended in a way. Panthers and Eagles is going to be closer than people realize, I think. It's been what people think, I believe. I think it's going to be way closer. So I say Eagles, but a tight game. It's not going to be like a dog walk. I think it's going to be tight. I think because the line for it is Eagles by 13. I don't think the Eagles getting it by 13. I say the Eagles get it probably about 7. 7 or 6. I think the Panthers are going to shock some people, I think, on that game. Then we have the Browns and the Steelers. I say the Steelers. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say the Browns swoop the Steelers this year. I'm going to say Browns over Steelers. I'm going to say it. Because I think that Myles Garrett has, like, this personal vendetta against the Steelers. Just in general. Because I know it's a rivalry anyway. But I think Myles Garrett in particular, like, just to show, like, yeah, TJ Watt, y'all glaze him all this time, but I'm still the guy. I'm still the guy. So I think he's going to come out with a point to prove. And I think the Browns beat the Steelers this weekend. I think they beat them. The Raiders and the Bucks. I say the Bucks beat the Raiders. It's going to be a shootout, more than likely. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think the Bucks end up defeating the Raiders. We have the Seahawks and the Cardinals. I'm going to say that the Seahawks defeat the Cardinals and wrap that division up just about. And then I say, and then I see Buffalo and the Chargers. I'm going to say, I mean, not Buffalo and Chargers, Buffalo and the Rams. I say that, excuse me, I say that the Bills beat the Rams in a close game. I think Josh Allen has a great day passing, not even running. I think he has a great day passing, especially if Keon Coleman comes back. He should be coming back soon. But I think he goes for a big day passing. And he supposed to charge that not charge, like he's saying charge that Rams secondary. And I think he ends up winning. Even though the Rams secondary is pretty solid, they're a little patchy right now, but I still think that the Bills will handle business against them. We had the Bears and 49ers. I'm taking Chicago. They switched their coach, so it's gonna be that breath of life game. That burst of life game. So they're gonna beat them. Whenever coach get fired, I just pick the team to beat them, to beat their opponent no matter what the next week. Then we have the big game of the week, the Chargers and the Chiefs, which I think the Chargers finally break the curse, bro, and beat the Chiefs. They've been very unlucky against them the past few years. I think they're going to beat them this time. I think they get them in a close game, coming down to a field goal, and the Chargers will win and keep that division interesting. As well as playoff season too, I think they're going to keep it interesting. I have them winning. Then we have the Monday night game with the Bengals and the Cowboys. Do we really need to talk about it? I'm going to say that the Bengals probably win in the shootout, but if they lose, I wouldn't be surprised because that's their MO this year. So, yeah. But that's for the NFL weekly games. And then let's go to the season leaders. Burrow's leading the league in passing yards. Lamar's second. Geno third. CJ is fourth. Kirk is fifth. Saquon has surpassed Derrick Henry in rushing yards on the season. He has 1,499. Derrick Henry has 1,407. Next one is Josh Jacobs at 987, not even close. So they don't even matter after that. Gibbs is fourth and Kyron Williams is fifth. We have receiving. Jamar Chase is leading the league in receiving yards with 1,142. Receiving yards, Jefferson is second at 1,038. Then McLaurin is third at 896. Brock Bowers, dog host rookie of the year. In my opinion, I think Brock Bowers is rookie of the year. He's fourth at 884. And CeeDee Lamb, despite everything going on in Dallas right now with their inconsistency, he is fifth with 880 receiving yards. We're not getting into the defensive stuff right now because that'll be forever and a day me doing all that. So I think right now, as far as like, you know, record, I'd be races go. I think for MVP, the MVP right now is probably between Saquon and Josh Allen. Those are probably the two MVP candidates right now. Lamar's having an amazing season, but I think the losses is going to count against him a little bit. And also, he just won it recently. So, I don't know. They might have like, well, they don't really do voter fatigue in the NFL like that because it's a quarterback-driven award. But I just think because of the losses and like how people be with Lamar, I think that it's going to be between Saquon and Josh Allen. Mainly because of Saquon, of like what he's done for that offense with the Eagles. He's done so much for them and changed that whole team around. And he's on pace to break. He's on pace, low-key, to break the record, to break the all-time rusher record. I feel like if Saquon breaks the all-time rusher record, MVP is his. No discussion. Nothing to talk about. We have nothing to talk about. He's going to get it. We might have two 2,000-yard rushes too, which is also insane because Derrick Henry is right there. So Derrick Henry and Saquon might both pass 2,000 yards rushing this year, like, which is insane. We might have two 2,000 yards rushing in a season. But again, if Saquon breaks that record, then yes, MVP him. Easy. Argument for Josh Allen is just based on what that team is currently with all the changes they made. They basically like scrapped like their entire defense and the offense and rebuilt that team and what Josh Allen's been able to do this year. Where people thought this was going to be a down year for the Bills. They thought it was going to be a very like down year for them. But Josh Allen hasn't proven them wrong. I think he should be at least the second or third pick for MVP right now. I think it's between Lamar, Josh Allen, and Saquon at this point. Those are the MVP candidates. No discussion. Everybody else just fall where you fall at. But those are the three. As far as rookie of the year for offense, I would say I want to say Brock Bowers because he's been having a phenomenal season for a rookie tight end. But of course, they love quarterbacks, so it might end up still going to Jaden. But I think that Brock Bowers should have something to say about this. He should get, even if he doesn't win, he should get a significant amount of votes. So this season, this week is going to be a very interesting week. We have a lot of big games coming. We have a lot of close races as far as like playoff go. Some teams will jumble up. Like a lot of teams have some very nice records right now. So we're going to see what goes on with it. Next week is going to be interesting, so I'll have way more to talk about. This is kind of like just a touch and base episode because we're so far behind as far as like covering things. So next week I'll be give more analysis, more, you know, thoughts and opinions on more things. I kind of was trying to speed run through it because we missed four weeks. So it's a lot of ground missed. So with that being said, appreciate y'all stopping by. Make sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Be safe out there, and I'll see you all next time. Peace out.